Okay, finally, the major discussion that will lead nowhere. Don't ever knock the competition. If your competition's name is brought up and they say, what do you think about ABC Company that they deal with? You say, Mr. Prospect, ABC Company is an excellent company. They have excellent products. However, here this person is not well-dressed or the person's office is in a shambles and so on. Negative prejudgment, deciding in advance that the person is not going to buy, completely takes all the enthusiasm out of you. It just sort of causes you to be dispirited, and you don't put your best into that sales presentation and you don't sell. A very good friend of mine used to sell personnel services, and one day he went and he was calling in a warehouse area, and he went into this warehouse and there was one person with one desk and this great empty warehouse in the back. There were no offices, no partitions. It was obviously just been thrown together. And there's only this one person. He called on the fellow anyway. He said, he's in the business personnel selection, and what they do is they find technical staff and personnel, engineers, technical people, draftsmen, as well as secretaries and accountants and bookkeepers for engineering companies or construction-oriented companies. The fellow said, well, we've got nothing going on now. I've just been sent out here to open this office, and we're trying to get some contracts, but we don't have any business at all. But he says, if you want to call back, you know, I'll be here. So he called back. He called back every month when he went through that area. He called back the same answer each time. He always treated the fellow extremely well. He gave them information. He called him up and kept in touch with him on the phone. One day he walked in. The guy said, I'm so glad you came in. He said, we just got a $10 million contract up in the north, and we're going to have to hire 70 staff, and we're going to have them all on board within 60 days. Can your company handle it? They made almost $200,000 in commissions in the next 60 days hiring highly pegged technical staff and filling them in, bringing them in from different parts of the country. And yet, the only reason that happened is because he kept treating that person like they could be or would be a valuable prospect. Very important. Lack of enthusiasm. Nothing will kill a sale faster than lack of enthusiasm. You must really, really want to close. If you don't want to close, if you don't want that sale, if you don't want that business, the customer isn't going to give it to you. You've got to be really keen and eager. Lack of sincerity. When the salesperson becomes more concerned with earning the commission than with benefiting the customer, their voice changes, their personality changes, they start to sound like a Cheshire cat looking at a canary or looking at a fish in a goldfish bowl, and the customer picks it up immediately. So it's very important that you think and keep your mind concentrated on what you can do for your customer. Number four is important, different wavelength. Very often we find that we get onto a different wavelength with our customers. We meet somebody that we just don't have anything in common with. For instance, a professional person may meet a blue-collar worker. A snappy person may meet a laid-back person. An analytical type person may meet an emotional or relationships-oriented person. In each of these cases, we say hello, they say goodbye. We say up, they say down. We just don't seem to be getting anywhere. When that happens, accept it as a reality. Accept that occasionally you're going to run into people that you don't hit it off with. It isn't that either one of you are better or worse, it just means that you're different. And instead of losing the customer for your company, have somebody else in your company call on them and see them whose personality is more compatible with them. It's very, very important. In many companies where we've introduced this, they have what is called tag team selling. No customer is allowed to be written off until they've spoken to at least two representatives from the company, just in case it's a personality clash, which is very common. And, of course, the last one is when perhaps the customer doesn't like the salesperson or the salesperson doesn't like the customer. Sometimes an older customer will not like a younger salesperson and vice versa. Sometimes a man won't like a woman or a woman won't like a man. Sometimes we don't like a person because of their accent or way of dressing or whatever it happens to be. If that happens, back off, because you can never sell to somebody you don't like. And nobody will ever buy from somebody they don't like. So if you see that situation happening, what we do is we say, Mr. Prospect, could you wait just a second? I want to get the real expert on this product to talk to you. He knows far more about it than I do. And excuse yourself politely and go and get somebody else who may be in better tune with this individual and introduce the two and excuse yourself and back off. And try to keep the business for your company rather than losing it because you're not getting along like $1 million.